This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. Listen up, nerds. No. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border and coast to coast and all the ships at sea.
What?
Hello, friends. Do you have a computer? Of course you do, because it's not 1987. Hell, you're listening to this on some kind of computer right now. But do you have a VPN? Oh, what's a VPN, you ask? Well, my friend, a VPN is a virtual private network and it offers two key benefits: enhanced privacy and security online. But VPNs do a lot more than that. VPNs shield your IP address, change your browsing location, and make online life easier. It's all about safety and security, my friends. But like everything else in life, it's also about watching TV. Don't let your paid subscriptions go to waste. I use NordVPN to access my home content while I'm traveling. Wink, wink. Plus, secure your connection on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere you go when you're traveling. There's over 6,300 servers in 111 countries, and you can find a nearby server for the best VPN speeds. NordVPN is easy to use. Connect with one click or enable auto-connect for zero-click protection. And it's got amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there. And with just one NordVPN account, you can use it on 6 devices. It supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, Linux, even Android TV. I think those are all real. Don't miss out on all the awesome benefits for using a VPN. Go to nordvpn.com/ifanboy today for a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee. The link's in the show notes. Once again, that's nordvpn.com/ifanboy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel like you really need to get something off your chest? This is like a real thing. Like, if you're mad, if you're upset, if there's something going on, like there's often for me an idea. Maybe it's a wrong. Maybe it's a moment. It's an injustice. It's something that just you keep going on and on, over and over in your mind about it, and like that can create anger and resentment or shame, whatever it is. And very often, I have found — I am not a therapist — I have found that when you let it out, when you give it voice, when you say it out loud, sometimes it makes you feel better because you've expressed it, and sometimes it makes you realize, like, oh, this is not a big deal, but it's been stuck in my head. So you give voice to those things, and it can make you feel a lot better. And shock of all shocks, therapy is one of those things that can help you do that. It can help you be able to say those things in a place where you don't need to worry about the repercussions of it, work your way through it, figure out coping skills, how to get around it, you know, find ways to deal with that stuff instead of letting it fester. If you are thinking of starting therapy, if anything I said sounds familiar, you're like, oh, maybe my life would be a little better if I could deal with that kind of thing, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's fully online. It is convenient, flexible. It is suited to your schedule. That's the idea. That's what they're going for. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. That's a big deal. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That personal connection, I believe, to be super important. Again, I'm not a professional. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ifanboy today. You get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifanboy.
I've actually gotten really – ever since I started bringing comics to the gym, I've been able to minimize my sweat exposure.
Probably because you're not working out.
Oh, I'm working out.
You're listening to an iFanboy special edition podcast, the best of the Pick of the Week podcast. You're simply the best.
Hey everybody, Paul Montgomery here, staff writer for iFanboy.com. It is a very special evening because this is the 10th anniversary of iFanboy.com, and it is also the 5th anniversary of the Pick of the Week podcast. So we're going to have a very special gala event at this lovely restaurant / arcade, which has skee ball, to talk about the top 10 moments of the iFanboy Pick of the Week podcast, also known as the Potwa. It has been a lovely time these past 5 years with Josh, Ron, and Connor at the helm. Special guests like Tom Caters and Chris Niesman and Jason Wood and me and Jim Rochkowski and Mike Romo and some other people that I don't remember. But anyways, we're going to count down our top 10 favorite moments, and I'm your backstage pass, so let's head on over to the elevator while there's still some skee balling to be balled. Hey, Ryan, hold the elevator for me.
Got it.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Ryan, science writer for ifanboy.com. Hi, Ryan. How you doing? This is a nice elevator. Have you ever been in this particular Dave and Buster's before? Because I'm really excited about this.
No, I've only been to the Cincinnati one.
Right.
I'm not allowed to go back.
No expenses spared for the 10th anniversary of iFanboy. So
yeah, unlimited fountain drinks.
Right. I'm excited. So I have to come up with... Whoa, did you feel that?
Yeah.
What was...
Did you do that?
Okay, the elevator's apparently stuck.
Which button did you hit, Paul?
I hit all of them. You were looking the other direction. So we're stuck. How much air do you think could fit in this elevator? How long do we have?
I mean, if we start feeling lightheaded, we can just pop one of
those. If you die first, do I have permission to eat you?
No.
No. You're a scientist. What part should I eat for? I know
science will revive me and I'll be fine.
Okay.
But, if you have, I'd start with the shoulder.
If I die first, please cremate me because I don't want anyone getting hold of my body after I'm gone.
I'm not going to burn you inside an elevator. Okay. That would be disgusting.
Okay. So, all right. Since we're stuck here in this elevator, we should probably discuss... what better chance? We could talk about the top 10 moments of the iFanboy Pick of the Week podcast.
Wow, you got like a notepad and everything.
I do. It's
a
stenopad. It's a stenopad. I do. It's a little, they don't even sell these little cassettes anymore. I had to go back and find them in a yard sale.
It's like some 1960s spy technology.
It really is. But let's talk about the top 10 moments of the Pick of the Week podcast. We're not just writers. For iFanboy, we also have appeared on the show, and we're big fans.
We have mouths.
So yeah, we do. So we
fingers to type and mouths to speak.
Exactly. So, while we're here, while we still have oxygen, you start building a fire in the corner there.
That's a horrible idea if we want to continue having oxygen.
That's a really good point, but you're the scientist. I'm not. Okay. So all right. In my estimation, The 10th best moment in the 5 years of the Pick a Week podcast, which has been around since the fall of 2005, according to my stenopad here, is sometimes the guys go off on these tangents.
Yeah.
You know, like they just go off on a jag. And one of my favorites is they were talking about G.I. Joe because the guys were born in the late 70s and G.I. Joe is a big thing, you know, with the dolls and the cartoons and stuff. So you remember that?
I do. G.I. Joe would know better than to create a fire in an elevator.
Right. So let's go to the clip.
Live from San Francisco, it's iFanboy episode 173, sponsored by DCBS and Netflix.
It has a great quality. And what this is that they've they've updated G.I. Joe for the modern times. And it's some really nice art.
It is.
Which I wish this guy was doing the regular book. And what we have here is Duke and Scarlet are on a mission to recruit Snake Eyes, who is this disfigured Air Force Ranger. And it looks like he was disfigured further by Cobra Commander, who was also a ex-Air Force Ranger who went crazy.
Wow.
So they're sort of tying it in. They're sort of making Cobra Commander tied in.
How many times
can
this guy reinvent the G.I. Joe mythology?
And he does it so well every time, which is fantastic. Yeah. And if this is Cobra Commander, they never say, but it looks like it is.
Does he have a screeching voice?
He's like a genius, genius psychology.
What's a man?
Yeah, he says what's a man a lot, turns into a snake, and then ruins it.
What's a man? What's lies?
Cobra Commander
is a buffoon.
You could do that better 5 years ago.
I could. I could do it better now, but...
This I command.
Whatever it is that Larry Hammond brings, that indefinable quality, all the little boxes explaining the acronyms that we used to do in all the G.I. Joe issues, like he does all the classic G.I. Joe stuff in here.
DOD.
Yeah. And I don't know, what about it?
VTOL. The vertical takeoff.
Takeoff landing.
Yes. But I think this new reboot is really strong. The Chuck Dixon stuff's good. This is really good. This mini, I love this art.
Yeah, I want to read that. So,
really strong stuff.
Cool.
I was once a man.
Right. That's creepy.
Are there any dreadnoughts in this?
Not yet.
All right.
Grape soda and donuts, right? Those are what they ate?
Yes. Yeah.
And they had really bad fake English accents.
I love that.
I mean, like, way worse than anything
Cockney,
I've ever done.
Like,
it didn't occur to me for years that Shipwreck was just doing a bad Jack Nicholson.
Oh my god, yes. It was great.
I didn't know who Jack Nicholson was then.
He was doing gay Jack Nicholson.
I don't know.
He was totally doing gay Jack Nicholson.
And what was Gung Ho doing?
Oh,
he was just
man.
Being gay.
But do you remember
greatest cartoon ever? Greatest cartoon ever.
When the fire guy had the house party.
Fire fighters are for fighting fires.
And Snake Eyes is in the background dancing with his dog.
Break dancing.
Yes.
And he did a backspin with his legs up in the air.
I bet he'd be a really good dancer.
It's like we talk about how the Punisher doesn't cry. Snake Eyes doesn't dance. Like
my favorite thing of all time in those is the kid goes in. They're like, I have a headache, and you should take some medicine. And like he opens the thing, and there's Doc standing outside his bathroom window.
Well, what about when the kids go swimming in the lake?
Deep Six
and it's
comes
a little
out.
Like a Deep Six goes. So was he waiting there? Like it's not like it's the ocean. It's a small lake.
Yeah, he hangs out in ponds waiting to help children. You would do that too if you had that suit.
Yeah, Joe was full of pedophiles.
I remember the one about the live wire being down on the road. Yes. Used to scare the crap out of me because there was a lot
of
overhead.
Roadblock?
Yeah, there were overhead wires.
He had large.
Yeah,
tongs.
He had the tongs.
You know what's funny is
it's for reaching stuff at the top shelf of the supermarket and moving live wires.
Do you remember not too long ago they had all those remixes of them on the
web? Yeah, where people redubbed them.
You didn't
stuff.
Need those.
No, yeah,
they were awesome on their own.
Totally.
Doc was just hanging out outside the bathroom.
And the firefighter guy,
he was
from Boston, right?
Fighting fires.
Do you remember there was a bad fire guy before him with like the yellow and red costume and he just like wasn't cool?
Yes.
And then they brought Barbecue.
Barbecue, yeah. It was like...
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was his name?
I forget what his name was, but it was an awful... I had the figure. It was like bright yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I remember that the bad figure came with the hovercraft and his name was Cutter.
Oh, Cutter. He's the Coast Guard dude with the slacks.
Would you jump ship?
He had slacks and a big orange vest and a hat and a mustache. A fucking
Cutter. And I was like, what the fuck kind of name is Cutter? I was so disappointed. Because that first wave was Cutter and Breaker.
Like,
and...
They were like some slacks. They were some real slacks. They were like hard molded like bell bottoms.
They were made of plastic. So
oh wow! I can't believe we spent this long talking about G.I. Joe.
I can.
So
I could go longer.
I could.
That's what she said.
Oh, God. I love that show so much.
I'm sorry I did that.
That show is so good.
Yeah.
That was a really great iFanboy moment. Wouldn't
I
you agree?
Agree?
Yeah. So, but another one that's like incrementally better is this one time Tom Caters came on the show. Tom, writer for iFanboy.com. He's also on Around Comics. He does Tom versus the Flash and Aquaman these days.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, so he's very funny. He came on the show a lot funnier than Josh. He came on the show, but this was one time where Josh was on the show too. And they were talking
about... I
didn't
know they were allowed to speak.
But I will just set it up this way. Monkey with a gun.
This is the first week that I read it on the bus. So I like sat there and I shook the pages out. And I just...
did you say, what are you looking at? To people who are like... I'm trying to read some comic strips.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only person reading this who isn't, like, in love with the Commandy strips. Like, they're fun, and they're really, really good looking, but I don't know.
I love Commandy. I think it's your bias.
It is.
Well, also, let's not forget you don't like fun.
It's true.
So when a gorilla is holding a machine gun, you're just like, whatever. You know, meanwhile, Tom and I are like, that's the greatest thing ever.
Where's the
story? Yeah, you want like backstory on that gorilla and how he learned to use a gun. And,
you want the character moment of the gorilla.
What motivates the gorilla?
I just want that gorilla to shoot that gun. That's what I want.
You gorilla, you shoot that gun. Somebody get that tiger a friggin' jetpack. Let's do this.
What's my motivation? It doesn't matter. It does not matter for this story.
I have these giant gorilla hands, yet I can still hold this gun. What more miracle do you expect from me?
You want character moments? It's the gun.
Oh. It's a gorilla shooting a gun. This is amazing. That's the greatest thing that's ever happened to that gorilla. That is a character moment.
Well, what about when the gorilla goes home and his wife is like, how was your day? And he just can't even put it into words. He's like, I had a gun.
I shot it.
And she's like, well, why don't you tell me about it? He goes, you know what? This is a moment for me. And he just goes in the other room. And they get a divorce because of that.
Yeah, and she's mad because there's just a share things. And, you know, they're together. See, Tom, this is what you're getting ready to deal with.
She hasn't even seen the gun.
What are you smiling about? I'm thinking about the gun. It was 10 years ago.
You have this thing that I can't understand, that we can't share, and it's creating a rift. They stopped having sex. It was awful.
I see where this can be. Violent movies. She just brings up the gun. He starts smiling, and she hates guns.
Yeah.
She becomes resentful.
Hates it.
So anyway, so
okay, and then there's the number 8 moment, I think, is and it's something that we'll probably see later on tonight if we ever do survive this and get down to the party, because there's an open bar, although we're not allowed to have any liquor, we just have the soft drinks. Sometimes Connor gets a little inebriated, and that comes out on the show sometimes.
Peter from Montreal, Canada says, I recently expanded my pull list and I'm enjoying all the new comics greatly. Unfortunately, as a result of my alcohol budget has shrunk to compensate. So I have to ask you, Connor, you, the resident alcoholic, how can I get wasted most efficiently without having to drink rubbing alcohol? A significant portion of your tweets involve you getting drunk, so I'm sure you have some good ideas to start with. Thanks in advance, your most alcoholic iFanboy.
Now, here's the thing. All right.
He's doing the drunky long pause. Now, wait a minute. Now,
like, he's going to say something important, but you know it's just going to smell funny.
Exactly.
A lot of times I only remember to tweet when I am drunk. When I'm doing normal everyday things that don't involve alcohol,
yeah,
I don't think I should tweet my laundry.
It does come across like you're drunk a lot. It does.
Right, because I remember to tweet.
If I had to sum up my con experience this year, has been fielding the constant question of, is Connor okay? Or is Josh okay? Because of the demeanor of other tweets for different reasons.
I went to Mocha and I ran into Alex Robinson, Josh's best friend.
Yeah.
And his wife. And they said, you know a lot about wine, don't you? And I went, not really. They said, well, you always tweet about it. Well, the thing is, when I'm sober and doing sober things like laundry or groceries or cleaning or whatever the fuck sober people do, it doesn't occur to me to tweet that. When I'm drinking.
I would like you to realize, everyone, that he just said, whatever the fuck sober people do, with demonstrable contempt.
I was just literally thinking, and this was the moment we realized Connor had a problem.
Oh, it wasn't this moment.
It doesn't occur to me to tweet that shit.
Yeah.
It's when I've been drinking, that's when it occurs to me, hey, I should tweet this. So there may be a skewed tweeting equation there, but if you want to get drunk...
Are you punching up your public persona, Connor?
Perhaps.
A little bit.
If you want to get drunk faster, I found lately wine is...
You did a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
No, hey. Guys, the drink's on the house. Drinks on the house.
Two times.
Moving on.
Oh, one thing, Connor. Mm. Go get your shine box.
Mm. Fuck you. You motherfucker.
I don't know if you heard. I don't shine. Ain't no more shine.
All right. Moving on.
You've been away a long time.
I know sometimes when I have a rough day like this kind of moment, I would probably go back and later on talk to Ron about it, because he listens to me when I have tough moments and hard questions. Mm-hmm. But I'm not the only one who likes to ask the iFanboys tough questions. So in episode 150, I remember Carter asked that really, really personal question to the guys.
Let's move on.
What the fuck is this next question?
Let's see. Carter, which two of you... Okay, this is weird. Okay, here we go. I'm going to try to read it and see if I can get it all the way through. Which two of you have been two-thirds of a threesome together? Come on, Connor's definitely one piece of a menagerie, but who's the other? I'm sure there are other iFan gays and iFan girls that want to know.
So see, Carter, okay. Carter wants to know if we've been in a threesome with one another?
Carter, just so you know, you win. That's the weirdest shit anyone's ever asked.
Wait a minute. Okay, like, I know we have the iFan base. I know we have iFan girls. Do we have iFan gays?
Totally do.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy. I feel like we've established ourselves. I'm still fucking back to where, like, does he... No. I will never be in a threesome with any guy friend that I keep on the level of, like, one of my best friends or very close friends, for the pure reason that I just don't want to look down and see their toes curl.
But you're not just so I do, you're not averse to a guy girl situation. This is inappropriate.
This is totally inappropriate. Comics. What about you guys?
The non-denial.
I've never been in a threesome with either of you.
I could totally say so many things right now, and I'm not going to.
Moving on, Mike B from Ontario, Canada, before we get into trouble. I was wondering what... he knows too much. I was wondering what comic...
Mini busts.
All right, and then another a recent moment. And
a very personal moment.
Another very personal moment. In episode 264, this is moment number six. The guys went off on another one of their jags, and it was very funny. And I know you're going to be familiar with this because you have a lot of commitment issues, Ryan.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, how do you have that conversation exactly right after?
And especially, well, if you were a Norse god, does it make it any easier to have those post-coital moments?
Where Thor suck.
Thor has early meeting tomorrow. Thor just gonna let himself out.
it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
I like that he talks about himself in the third person.
Well, it's like that's the Hulk speak.
Yeah. Oh, God almighty. Oh.
Thor, notice you changed status on Facebook. This not relationship.
Thor can't be tied down. Unless you're into that.
Or talk to roommate. She's into it.
Listen, Thor's just coming off of a bad breakup. I like that Thor have early meeting tomorrow. No, Thor, not thirsty. Oh, it's okay. Stay in bed. It can go in another direction. It doesn't have to go that way. It could be Thor like spoon.
Thor, not see this picture of your sister before. She really pretty.
Thor, not know how to say this, but Thor sleeps on that side of the bed.
Thor said Thor loves you. Heat of moment.
Thor not bring his contact solution.
Thor is allergic to cats.
Now he's an asshole. We turned Thor into an asshole.
I know, we turned Thor into a dick one night stand guy.
You think that mainstream Marvel universe Thor isn't like that?
No, he totally is.
Yeah. He would just leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Thor going.
There's no all Thor wanted for Christmas was you. That's not happening.
Thor got what Thor came for.
Thor had fun.
Listen, Thor likes you.
Thor's got to, we're good here, right?
Thor thinks it got weird.
Thor knows a waxing guy.
What? Move on, go.
Thor thinks made a big mistake.
Listen.
Thor just wants to be friends. Thor doesn't want to ruin what we have.
Thor text, okay?
Oh, God.
Or get your number from Captain America. Go.
Thor DM you on Twitter. Oh, it makes no sense. It's just
going way back. That was a great moment. But going way back to the very my buddy Brian McKnight, as he says it, started back at one. Episode one.
Is he gonna be here? Are you friends? You're actually.
He's
friends?
Not here. I mean, if we're on this elevator for long enough, they might play an easy listening version of.
I thought you were gonna say they were gonna call him to get us out. Because
that he might be with the.
I heard that's what he was doing now is elevator rescue.
Because he's certainly not going up the charts anymore.
No, he's not. He's not getting back to one anytime soon.
No, he's not. Speaking of things crashing and burning, there was a Lego TIE Fighter moment in the very first episode of the iFanboy Pick of the Week podcast, and we'll replay it right now. You know what? I'm totally lying. It's episode 3, not episode 1, but, whatever.
Base.
I'm just... Oh, my Lego TIE Fighter just fell down. Smashed everywhere.
Wow. And your dignity just came falling behind it.
Oh, it's kind of cool, because now I get to put it back together.
Oh, boy.
And you make fun of us for reading all the superhero books.
Yeah, look who's coming out of this one looking cool. He got a Green Lantern tattoo, and his Lego TIE Fighter fell apart. It was a gift, damn it. It was a good gift.
You still put it together.
Have you built Legos? It's more fun now than when you were a kid. You know it, too. I'm sending you a Lego Naboo fighter.
Great. I get a prequel, Chip. Thanks.
That's because you were being a jerk about it. If you were nice, I would have sent you a snowspeeder, but no.
Oh, I love the snowspeeders.
Exactly.
Paul, let's hope that doesn't happen to this elevator.
I really, that would be bad. What's a famous movie with an elevator?
The devil,
right. That's
One of Us Evil?
Or you? Phone Booth. That was
That's not an elevator.
It was a phone booth. But it was a similar situation, sort of, Kiefer Sutherland. But, So one of my other favorite moments from the show is all the funny voices that Josh does. He's always doing funny voices. Do we even know
what his real voice sounds like?
Not really. I think he's got some identity issues. But, every once in a while he does, like Ian McKellen or,
He likes Michael Larkin as the ladies' man.
That's true. He does do that, and I couldn't
really
find
it. Did I say Michael Larkin? Michael Lark.
Michael Lark, yeah. Famous illustrator, artist.
So famous.
Michael Larkin, not so much. I think he works in a big and tall store, men's department. But one of my favorite voices that Josh does, hearkening back to his roots in Bangor, Maine, is Arthur of Maine, referring, of course, to Aquaman.
Arthur Kay. I don't know if that was a good impression or not.
That was fine.
And then, of course, my other problem is that apparently this Aquaman, like myself, comes from Maine.
How do you know?
Well, because he mentions it a lot. And B, like, every once in a while, like, his dialogue will be with accent. Like, they'll drop the ah. like he's like, I'm sorry, Queen Mara, I gotta go with King Shark to get to Maine. And like I've just noticed, and it hasn't been like this through. This is, I think, the fourth issue of this. And like in the first couple, he wasn't really doing it, but now like his reactions are more like a downeaster from New England. Like, oh, for Pete's sakes, the bar's getting destroyed. it's kind of corny, but it's not really consistent. And
I don't know about you, Ron, but I really want the audiobook of Aquaman.
Yeah, even better would be if the underwater scenes that they, like, the people doing the audiobook had to drink water and talk through the water, kind of with that gargle voice, or if they all sounded like Merman from the He-Man cartoon. Exactly! But then with a Maine accent would be even better.
Well, I mean, he's sort of got a northeastern sort of work ethic. Like, somebody's like, well, listen, you called Aquaman, I know I'm not him, but I'm the best you're going to have, so you need me to help out with that. I mean, I know my name is Arthur Curry as well, but I'm not the same Arthur Curry. I was never king of Atlantis.
Genius.
So, I mean, if maybe I'll buy the next issue and read it like that in my head.
I might just buy it now because of that.
Just wait, I'll read it to you.
Okay, that's almost better. That's too funny.
I do think that this could go. I want to see where it's going to go.
Finish the arc. I want to know what the mystery is. If it's stupid, I'll stop. But
the mystery might take a year, right?
I hope not.
Isn't the 1 year later? I mean, basically, at what point are we like back in the present?
We're never going to be in the present. We're 1 year later.
You see, I don't know how that doesn't bother you. That would bother me crazy. Like it's 2007 in the DC universe.
No, the year doesn't matter.
There's never a year in comics.
The year matters. It matters to me.
That's stupid, though, because that's like if you were watching a movie and they said it's a year later, you'd be like, it can't be. I'm still watching the movie.
Well, no, because a movie's not a serial form. A movie is a self-contained story. It's not a serial.
Story's a story. I think it's
No, but serial is serial. Serial is not. Like, at some point.
It so doesn't matter. And you're so hung up on it.
I think it does. That's the
thing. This next one I relate to a lot because I have to deal with you and the iFanboys a lot. And I feel like you're kind of the iFanboy middle management, Red Skull.
You would say middle manager. You're a middleman?
You're not part of the Trinity.
No. I scalded my face once making fried shrimp.
I scalded my face once cooking a piece of tuna. We both have fish-related facial burning injuries.
But we didn't become Nazis. That's the thing. That's Arthur of Maine.
So callback.
Very quick callback. So right. So this is one of our favorite characters from all of the iFanboy Pick of the Week podcast. Middle Management Red Skull.
By the way, I love the Hard Day at the Office Red Skull.
I was just looking at that.
You know, with the sleeves rolled up on the desk, you know, all angry, this collar open. Like, you do not know the day I've had. It's just, I've got to finish these reports.
Middle management skull.
Smith and accounting's on my back for my expense reports. It's like.
My assistant is on her third day off with a cold. No one is that sick.
I think she's skipping work.
Ever since she got married.
Oh, I love it.
I was just like, what's important, your kids or your job? Anyways, what is it you need? My space is under construction. I had to park up an F lot. Just.
Hey, did you see the cafeteria raise prices again?
Anyway, sorry, Jim. You got that report for me?
You know, what I wouldn't give for a meeting to start on time around here. Oh, God.
I don't have anything to actually say about the issue, but we can do another 5 minutes on this. Oh, so I got the bosses coming down to New York, and you know what that's like. It's 2 days.
It's literally only two panels. It's two panels of comic genius. Oh, Steve Epting, I love you.
Nice to have you back.
And then, we got another character, and this is interesting. This character, there was a contest to write in, you know, a cartoon or a drawing or write a script about how this lousy roommate, this Black Panther guy was back in the days when he was on the Fantastic Four, and I think he was in X-Men for a bit with Storm. It was a whole continuity thing, but there was a whole thing. I wrote into that, and I won a prize. I won the Marvel Scene It game. So that was before I was writing. So it wasn't a conflict of interest, really. But, you know, so if it happened a couple
months. Look where you are now.
But so, yeah, I should give the game back, really.
Well, we're also kind of in a bad roommate situation, stuck in this elevator.
Yeah, I know. So did you bring, do you have gum?
I was going to ask, actually, if you had tape so we could put some tape down the middle.
But gum has it come to that? Which side is yours?
The side with the buttons. Because you press all the buttons, you cannot be trusted.
Right. Well, I got vents on my side, so I get the last of the air. I'm just gonna.
Yeah, but I got the little phone. I'm gonna make some call. Call my peeps.
All right. So, bad roommate, Black Panther, moment number two.
I'm gonna warn you though. The next issue is a 5-arc with the return of Storm.
Well, I don't care. All right.
Is she bringing her husband with her?
I hope not.
Black Panther's always in the bathroom when I need to go.
So,
Marvel's... You don't even work here!
That took me a second to figure out what the hell you were talking about.
That would be my story, how everyone's annoyed about Black Panther, who's not even really an X-Man, but
he's
just
hanging
out.
What's great is that you could start it at Fantastic Four, because he's currently squatting in Fantastic Four.
You know, it's like when you're in college and you live like your roommates and the girlfriend was always over.
Yeah.
Always like using the stuff in the kitchen. You're just like, oh my God, you don't even live here.
Is he going to start paying rent? You know he's like a king, right? He doesn't need to live here.
She has to check and see if she can go on missions. I don't know. I got to check with Chala. Hold on.
No, well, do you want to? No, but do you want to? No, I'll go if you want to. I'll go. No, I'll stay. Okay, fine.
Oh, you
we'll
say
stay.
Goodbye first. Oh, you say goodbye first.
Who's been drinking my milk? I don't know. And he's got like a white mustache and
his
black mask.
His mask is all up over his mouth.
He just goes, I don't know. And he's got boxers on.
And he goes in and he grabs the remote from Iceman and changes the channel. Ooh, World Poker Tournament.
I want to read this book.
There's your show. There's your
idea. There's your show right there. You know what people want to hear is us laugh for 4 minutes.
Wow, we broke down before halfway through the show.
I haven't done this in a while.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's a new record. Oh, Mighty Avengers number three. Josh, you take us away with that one.
I'm going to do a whole mini-series of Marvel about rude house guests.
House of ideas.
Every time Sentry comes over, this huge thing builds up over the house. Okay. I think with Mighty Avengers number three, for me, the wheels came off the horse.
And then, of course, the greatest moment of all 5 years of the iFanboy Pick of the Week podcast, one of my favorite moments, one of your favorite ones, because it's the number one moment.
It's default to my favorite.
Yeah, it's that time. I remember when I heard this the first time. I was sitting listening to it on my iPod, really not doing much of anything, but I was doing a puzzle, I think, and I laughed and laughed. The number one moment is that time that Ron had sort of an aneurysm. It was basically a stroke while he was reading some listener email on the show, and let's just play this one out.
Shigeru Death Frenzy. The beauty is in the kill. Funimation.com/Shiguri, which would be Shiguri, for more details.
That was good, but can you do it now again like you've got a secret?
Fujiki Genosaki and Uraku.
No. Next.
All right, so it was a light week. There weren't a lot of books that came out, but as always, we like to check in with the iFanboy community to see what books they were digging, and we're going with a popular edition of user reviews over at iFanboy.com. If you go to iFanboy.com/comics, you can see all the comics that came out. You can pick them, pick yours, you can do your pull list, and you can rate and review them. And our first review comes from Rusty Auto Parts.
Rusty Auto Parts.
Rusty Auto Parts.
You went with a Sulu interpretation.
I saw Rust, and then I saw YAU, then I saw Top, and then I saw Arts. That's how I saw it.
Rusty Auto Parts.
Rusty Auto Parts.
You read the title in the same pronunciation style?
Oh, he's not even, it's not even spelled funny. You know, it's not even like Rusty, you know, like it's just straight up Rusty Auto Parts, and I totally saw Rusty Auto Parts. It's like I've never read English before.
Captain Britain.
Well, Rusty Auto Parts read Captain Britain and the MI-13 number 12, and he gave the story a 4 out of 5 and the art a 4 out of 5.
Let's hope that doesn't happen if Ron starts playing one of the racing games they have available here at Dave & Buster's.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I'm hearing I think we're moving.
Are we moving again?
We're moving. That sound is what that is. We're moving.
Well, I guess neither of us.
Brian McKnight saved the day, and we are headed. How about, you know what? Since we've become fast friends, you know, being trapped in this elevator together, I think we should put our clothes back on, and I think we should play a round of skee-ball on me.
Well, that sounds great, yeah.
Because it's free. They're paying for it. I don't have to pay any money.
Why don't you go get the skee-ball set up? I'm going to go grab you a fountain soda.
Thank you, sir. All right, so happy 10th anniversary, guys. And these are our favorite moments in the iFanboy Pick of the Week podcast. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome, Paul. Here's your squirt.
Thank you.